Blog Talk Radio.
Co-founder and chapter coordinator of the Creative Care Beacon, and we are currently the only Ohio chapter of the Human Solution International. The Human Solution International is a 501c3 civil rights organization that works towards and geared towards fighting for civil rights. So if you or a loved one is facing a civil rights case, no matter what that may be, please reach out to your local chapter of the Human Solution International. If you don't have a local chapter, that would be a perfect way to start one. What we do is we offer court support, letter writing campaigns. There's a ton of us with a lot of background that is with this organization. So all you have to do is just reach out to one of us, and we're going to help you the best way we can. So if you want to know more about the Human Solution, or if you want to become involved, simply go over to thsintl.org and find out how you can be part of the solution. Tonight, we're going to be talking with Ashley Weber, who's going to be joining us. She's from Colorado, and she is an executive director of Normal There. You're going to find out what they've got going on and what her plans are, and we'll find out a little bit about her because she is an executive director. And I think that everybody should know a little bit about all organizations that is fighting for legalization. I say that, and I kick myself every time I say that, but, we shouldn't be striving for legalization. We should be striving for descheduling. Descheduling cannabis at the federal level would be what we should be pushing for. That in itself is what we should be looking at. But there's a lot of states that has a legal or some kind of program in their state that's geared towards cannabis, whether it be for adult use or whether it be for medicinal purposes. So we're going to be joined by Ashley here shortly and find out what they've been doing there and what she's got going on there in Colorado. In the meantime, I want to shout out, hey, Kim, thank you for joining us and sharing us around. I'd like to get an update sometime with I'd like to get you and Adam to call in here really soon, especially, after the 10th would be really amazing. Hey, Trent, thank you for joining us. But I want to get you guys on and get an update with what's going on and what's been going on and how things have been going. I'm really happy for Adam. I'm ecstatic. So I honestly can't wait to get you guys on and hear some updates. But if you are here in Ohio somewhere and you're close to Bel Air, Ohio, listen, you guys, there's a shop down there. It's called the Holistic Cloud, and it's down there at 3048 Belmont Street, and that's Bel Air, Ohio. But at the Holistic Cloud, they have all of your smoking necessities. So anything you need, and they also got the new line of D8s and and he's working on getting some D10. So anything you would need that would be for your needs here in Ohio, definitely hop down there at the Holistic Plow at 3048 Belmont Street in Bel Air, Ohio, and see Billy Blaze and check out his accessories. Moving right along, something I want to go listen, you know, I want to, every show I talk about it, and I'm going to continue every single show. I want to talk, you know, finding a plant prisoner, finding several plant prisoners, because it doesn't take a whole lot. Honestly, man, there's a list. There's a huge list of federal and state prisoners that are doing time for a nonviolent criminal offense. And if you want to know where you can find them, you can go look at canaconvictproject.org.com. And check out the list they have there. FreedomGrowForever.org has a list there. Free Indeed Reentry has a list also. That is another wonderful group from Nita, works with them. Policy Matters Ohio, you guys go check them out too, because you're in Ohio and this is a good place to start with and be a part of. But, you know, find a somebody to write to, because, you know, receiving mail from somebody that you don't, getting mail, period, for a person that's serving time and serving time for a plant is unacceptable. But getting a letter, getting mail from somebody is tremendous. It is, you know, it means a lot. It could mean the life and death of somebody. It could be, you know, morality, you know. Receiving a letter, letting them know that, you know, somebody's thinking of them and they're thought about is something huge. And I know that there's a lot of them that's gotten released that will tell you that receiving letters and receiving mail calls was important to them. And it's really nice to get a letter from somebody that you don't know that is wishing you well, thinking about you, and doing a wellness check. So, you know, if you're going through your week this week and you find yourself having some time not doing anything, write someone. Find a plant prisoner to definitely write to and write them. You know, that's all there is to it. I do want to give, you know, talk to a hashtag walk a mile with Seth challenge and hashtag walking through the pain. Seth Cunningham, man, is another guy that's out there, you know, walking through the pain and doing what he has to battle what he's going through and to bring awareness to it. Speaking of Walk for Change, I want to say, you know, the Walk for Change, if you've been following along and following them, you'll see that, man, they've been doing huge, huge food donations and doing a lot of care for a lot of people, taking care of, you know, people's necessities and doing a lot of good for a lot of people that's been hit hard by this coronavirus, that's, you know, struggling. The Walk for Change has grabbed a lot of meals and helped a lot of people. So definitely go over there. It's walk4change.us and donate a few dollars to that and help them out, help more people. But definitely just check that out as well and see what you can do to be part of that and be, you know, part of something bigger. But supporting somebody that is doing time, simply writing a letter, means small amount to us, but it should do it. But to them, it means a lot. So, you know, let's do that. This week, you know, make it a point to write a letter to somebody. You know, we've had a lot of releases here, and I do want to give Sean Worsley, Purple Heart vet, has been able to get back with his wife. You know, he has been granted parole. He's back with his family doing what he needs. Michael Thompson's back, being able to be with his family. Wei Long has been released, and he's back with his family. He was serving 30 years for cannabis. You know, how crazy when you talk about some of these people, you know, and you look at some of the time, George Martorano served 32 years. Craig Cecil served 19 years on a life sentence. Now, I mean, you know, and he's able to have, you know, to be able to not be in prison. You know, think about that. 30 years, life sentences for cannabis. Where's the balance and justice? Where's the fairness in that? You know, our justice system has failed us. It's failed the system. It's failed its own system. The system is broken when somebody serves more time for cannabis than they do for robbing a bank or messing with a child. When you're serving more time for that, when the scales of justice aren't balanced, you know, as a plant, you see nature. You know, the worst you can do by hurting somebody is like beating them with a stalk, beating them with a plant. And, you know, that's about the most danger it has to you know, to a person, is if they got beat with a plant. Something else I'm going to cover, you know, is part-time activism. Picking and choosing, you know, what cause and what person or this, that, that, you know, that, I don't understand. I can't get that because, man, I get behind, and I will get behind, any activist that is going forward and is doing, you know, blowing a horn, bringing attention, educating, and you know, of course, in the right way and you know, stuff. But, man, when another activist bashes or, you know, downplays or you know, try to sabotage what another activist is doing or trying to do, you know, you have to stop and think and ask yourself, what kind of activist are you that you're going to sabotage another activist? That part-time activist. You pick and choose clicks, and you pick and choose the popularity. You pick and choose. Look, it doesn't matter. You know, what it's about, it doesn't matter. Cannabis cases are cannabis cases and deserve to be supported. And people that give other people gruff about what they do and how they do it is nonsense. You know, if somebody's doing something, you should just jump on board and do it because it's obviously doing something. Listen, make you a sign. Drop all charges against Adele and Aaron Wisdom. They're facing 10 years. 10 years. And other people, great people, down-to-earth great people, you know, running for, you know, office, was trying to care better for their community and their people. And now facing 10 years for cannabis in Missouri, where, you know, they have a program, you know, not understanding it. But please make a sign if, you know, you're on Facebook, or you're around Facebook or whatever, you know, you're listening. Make a sign, doesn't matter how big, how small. Drop all charges against Adele and Aaron Wisdom and bring it to Aaron or Adele Wisdom's attention, or bring it to Carrie Cannon's attention. But make one, get one, take one out, and put it up there. Another one, man, please, this is heartbreaking. You know, listen, freelance Gore. It's very simple. It's that simple. Look how simple that is. Freelance Gore. And take a picture and post it and tag Carrie Cannon or Tracy Gore Pike and let her show them. Hey, you know, and this is a way that you can show support. And it does, you know, listen, the importance of public awareness and pictures, letters, phone calls, wellness checks, those are all, you know, should be like right there at the top of an activist call sheet. When you go down, should be those. Public awareness is tremendously important. You know, a lot of times, you know, the public is vaguely aware, because, you know, a lot of people just go through life. However, but you got to do this public awareness by pictures, taking a picture, bringing awareness, letters, letter writing campaigns. Look, you know, somebody please post some way to post letters to be able to send them to the prosecutor and ask for, you know, a reconsideration, drop charges against them. Letters help. Public awareness helps. You know, these are things that we need to do. You know, those are things that should be at the top of this. People get more time for cannabis than for murder. The balance of justice is sickening. And we, the people, okay, so I'm connected again, so I don't know why that happened. So anyway, what I'm saying is public awareness is a huge, huge thing. We need that. We need people more, you know, people engaged. We need more people I'm sorry. This is I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to find out what's going on with my guest. She should be calling in anytime now. I'll just send her a quick message. There we go. So yeah, public awareness, and you know, a lot of activists will tell you, you know, doing court support, doing letter writing campaigns, things like that are very important. And that's part of getting public involved, because a lot of, again, you know, and this goes back to reaching out to us. If you or a loved one is going through something, you got to reach out to an organization, to somebody. You know, the Human Solution can help you achieve this. We can help you with that. So reach out to the Human Solution International if you or a loved one is going through something, because we'll be there to support you. We'll be there to help you. It's not we don't stand by and just not. We're there. We show up. We do court support. Dana Bland is watching. He's a chapter coordinator in Missouri. He'll tell you, I'm you know, we do this because it is how we do it, and it's what we do. Court support is huge, and getting the public aware of, getting the public involved in, because listen, you know what, and you know, I'm be honest with you, when Peggy and I were sitting there at that table and we were going through our case, it was lonely. Even though we were both there at the same table going through this, it was still lonely. Felt alone, you know, and it was sad. Tanya, man, is awesome. Man, is an amazing patient here in Ohio. Man, it does live videos. Listen, check out what Tanya Sand got going on her page. So if you got time, go over and check out Tanya Sanders. She does amazing yoga stretches and things in the morning. A great lady to follow for a lot of inspiration. She's a great person. But Peggy and I were sitting there at the table, and you know, it was alone. It's a lonely thing to go through a case like that. But going through that, I realized, you know, somewhere along the way, it dawned on, and it really pissed me off. It made me mad that, you know, yes, Peggy and I are sitting there, and it's, well, we're doing it. We're sitting there. But it's not just us sitting there. You know, we're sitting there for everyone else that wants to have the right to use cannabis as medicine. You know, it wasn't just us fighting for our rights. It was fighting for everybody's rights. Because listen, a lot of times if you pay attention to cannabis cases, there's a lot of things that are ruled on. There's a lot of things that make, you know, that are done by the judge that is called, it makes it case. It makes it case law. It makes it, you know, the next case would be based on. When you see, you know, a lot of times Abram versus Johnson & Johnson, or just using the hypothetical. And then later on, you know, you have a court case and somebody comes in and they cite something from that. That's case law. That's what case law is. You know, there's people that sit at them tables and fight them cases and fight for their rights and fight for the use. Listen, it was kind of, you know, a lot of people have followed and a lot of people know, but the ones that don't, listen, facing, you know, possession charges, possession of cannabis, facing distribution, facing manufacturing charges, facing hosts of charges, and trust, there was a lot of them. Looking at 21 to 56 years in prison, there's a lot of charges. But throughout that, being charged with possession, our bond, we were bonded to possess and use the exact thing that we were being charged with. But the thing is the judge bonded us to that before Ohio opened any dispensary. So exactly what we were sitting there at that table for, because we obtained medicine because there was no dispensaries open in Ohio, the judge bonded us to do exactly the same thing. So we were on bond. We were bonded, and we're told we're able to use cannabis going through a cannabis charge. And still in the end, you know, We had to face what we had to face, because it was just the way the prosecutor had it. The case came out the way the case comes, and we're happy with the way it came out. End of story. It could have ended a lot worse. But how can they allow somebody to use exactly what you're charging them with? How is that possible? How? Why? Even. So that's things, you know, that makes case law. So showing up to court cases, you know, reaching out to us to begin with, and allowing us to come and support you at court cases is what it is. But coming and showing up at court cases, doing court support for people is a huge thing. I don't know. To call in, if you guys the call in number is 516-418-5539. So if you guys want to call in, the call in number is, again, 516-418-5539. And that's the way, you know, want to be a guest, you have something to say. You disagree with me, I mean, please call and, you know, if I've said something that is out of, you know, not in contact, not right, please let me know, you know, because, I mean, that's the only way we grow. It's the only way we get better. And I don't want to, you know, misrepresent anything and don't want to talk, you know. So, I'm not sure if my guest is not, and I know that there's a time difference between times for us, and I maybe should have clarified it with her and let her know, since she's in Colorado. So I hope she, you know, hope she joins soon. But there's, you know, just certain rights that, you know, the Constitution grants us that, you know, should not be, there's no argument about it. You know, those are our rights. And those are what's granted to us, and that's speech, press, religion, vote, unwarranted search, for fair court trials, and to be able to remain silent, which a lot of people should remain silent. But anyway, back to what I was saying, that, you know, we weren't the only ones sitting at that table. There was a whole host of people that is going to come after us, that, you know, it's inevitable. And every state, you know, there's going to continue, and it doesn't matter if you have a program or not, because they will find a reason. It's, you know, it's their cash cow, and they know that. It's the way that they've made a lot of money over the years, is by civil forfeiture and drug proceeds and all that, and it's because of legal states. And I say that because, you know, until it's federally legal, it's really, we, you know, every one of us that is a card-carrying cannabis medical patient or a person that is in a recreational state, we all face federal charges at any time the federal government wants to. And the federal government does, and we all have found that out over the last several years, what they want to do when they want to do it. And it doesn't matter about us. My throat went a little dry. But we have an amazing amount of people that are involved with the Human Solution that is here, that all you have to do is simply reach out to us. And we'll definitely, I hope I'm going to hit the right one. Good evening, you're live on CannaViews. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, yes, sir. Yep, you are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes, sir.
How you doing, Glenn? This is John Prinz from California.
Yes, sir. Yep. I'm doing good, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I heard you talking about what you were talking about. I don't know if you're aware of it, but in 2004, the reason I know LV Musica, the federal patient, I used her and a Dr. Todd McCurria from Oakland, California, for witness in my case in Oregon, because I, too, was looking at, I don't know, 25 years. Got caught in 2004 up there traveling to Oregon with 5 pounds of marijuana and an ounce of hash. 4 felonies. And you know what happened, Glenn? They wrote it off. And so it does set a precedent. Back in 2004, Oregon, you could only have 8 ounces. And I believe it's gotten bigger now because some of us patients need more medicine. So.
Right. All right, well, let me ask you a question, John. I mean, since you're speaking from a patient's, you know, perspective. And, you know, and of course, you know, we're speaking, you know, California laws are different than our laws, you know, of course, obviously. But being regulated, being told that, you know, hey, you know, this is the amount that you can have, does that fly for you? Does that work for you? If the doctor would say to you or somebody would walk to you and say, John, you know, for your condition, you only need 2 ounces of flour. Would that work for you?
The way it is, Glenn, it's in California because of Dennis Perone. He passed 1-page law called the Compassion Use Act. Since then, believe it or not, we had a Senate bill called 420. And 420, the legislation in Sacramento, California, they wrote up more laws. And so we have a health and safety code law. You can Google it, health and safety code. In California, 11362.77B, as in boy. If you write down on every jar, every piece of medicine I have, that law says I get to have what between me and my doctor. And so just like my opiates, there's nobody in my business when I took 13, 14 pharmaceutical drugs, including OxyContin, 16 years ago. And so what happened to me, Glenn, is after Oregon, I've become an advocate kind of like writing the federal government because Social Security notified me in 2008, a week before Christmas. They wanted to know what I used for medicine for the last year. My state insurance company figured they'd get me kicked off of Social Security because I was going to lie, right? So I didn't lie. I asked 3 famous advocates, and only one still alive today named LV Musica, and Jack Hare, Elvie, and Dennis Perrone all told me I could not tell the federal government that I use marijuana instead of OxyContin. I wrote on the form, Glenn, I use medical marijuana instead of OxyContin. Let me live on cannabis or let me die on OxyContin. That was 2009, and I've been writing Senator Dianne Feinstein, Senator Harris, and every damn United States senator I can get on the phone, their staffers. You don't get to talk to the senator. You get to talk to these young kids that have friends that have died from OxyContin. So in Ohio, I can't wait, Glenn, for the MORS Act. So then I get to travel all over America with all the medicine I need with California law all across America. So that's what the federal government MORS Act is called, House of Representative H.R. 3884. And you should be calling every senator in America to say we need the opiate replaced. You know, the most people only replace opiates when they die. I did it with cannabis.
Right.
So
right.
I understand there's a lot of people. I hear you talk about advocacy and everything else, you know. But I am what you call an intractable pain patient. Believe it or not, there's a lot of us patients. I call us walking Robin Williams. We don't really fear death. We don't care. Matter of fact, in my little county of Tehama in California, I have so much freedom. I wish more people would come here as patients because my county believes in patients. You know what they don't believe in? California recreational adult use. Because when you talk about adult use, it has harmed in 4 years California real patients. We've had to fight to get our rights back, and we're still fighting. So, you know, it's okay to buy an eighth of weed for $80 if you're making dollars a week and you're working, right? But when you're a patient and you need 2 ounces a day, you can't afford $80 for an eighth. That's what it goes
right.
for in California. It's all about the money when you're talking about recreational. Patients, that's a different story. So I don't know how you get past that, you know?
Right. It's very, you know, dispensaries are very expensive. There's no bottom line about that. And people are, you know, that are forced to, you know, use dispensaries. And a lot of them, you know, live on a, you know, very limited income. And, you know, and I've said many shows that, you know, any program that does not take care of the patients and allow the patients to grow for themselves is not a good program. And that's just,
well, hey,
you know,
Glenn,
you'll
understand this one then. In California, we've had legal adult use stores for 4 years now, and I've tried to get California Normal. The guy's name is Dale Gerlinger. You can read about him online. He's always in the papers about how new California law and stuff. The dispensaries passed a law called the Dennis Perrone and Brownie Mary's Act that the dispensaries can give marijuana away to patients if they feel like they want to or not. That's like begging, right? But we have one law in California, and if we had it passed and changed, 11362.785D is in dog. If that was taken out, then the state insurance company, and everybody in California has state insurance. We'd get our funded marijuana, go into a funded store and say, here's my state card. You get paid on the other end. Give me my medicine. It's a win-win for the stores, but these guys don't see that. What they see is this big wave of I'm greedy bastards and I just want weed. In Dennis Perrone's store in 1997 and 96, every Friday Dennis gave away 8,808 for free. That's why it's called the compassion use act. But people took it, and they ran with it. I got videos, Glenn, I can show you. Dennis Perrone, the founder of compassion use act in California, he wanted to sell marijuana for $5 an ounce, but wouldn't let him. Other people that are alive today that are running the show. And so that's kind of what's going on in America, and it's going to happen in your state. So if you guys don't have the right to grow your own, they want you to buy it. That's all that whole thing is going towards, and I don't give a shit what no one's talking about that. How come we don't get our marijuana funded through these stores that want to sell it to the adults? Patients are suffering.
Right.
Glenn, I've been involved in some patient support groups on Facebook, and I'm reading these opiate pain patients all suffering, and I can't tell them my story too much because the administrators get pissed because you talk about weed. Crazy.
All right. It's big pharma, you know, and it, you know, it comes down to big pharma. You know, big pharma pushes and holds
pharma,
a lot of
big
stuff.
Big pharma is not in our way, Glenn. We've had this marijuana in California for over 20, going on 25 years. What California is showing big pharma, what Oregon, what Washington, what Colorado is showing big pharma, is this plant's worth a lot of money. And so Jazz Pharmaceutical, Glenn, don't know if you're aware of it, but they bought out GW February 4th for $7.6 billion. My friends, they bought some shares in GW at $8 a share. It sold for $214, 2,000%, and that's not making national news. So go ask a pharmacist, how big is Jazz Pharmaceuticals? Big enough to buy out GW at $7.6 billion? So, Glenn, ask yourself, you're a vet. Who is the heroes right now in our federal government's Biden's eye? The needle pushers, the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
And so it's just a matter of time before all these legal stores have just shown that the value of this plant, because the federal government hasn't changed shit, and Biden might not do shit with this. And you know what no one ever talks about? President Trump gave everybody the CBD plant in America. He don't get credit for it. He legalized hemp in America. We don't get credit for it.
You know, there's a lot that I don't
think he gets credit
for. And
now Biden don't
want to
give $15 an hour? That's crazy. Who in the hell voted for those fuckers? And so what are we going to see? Nothing. We're going to see nothing. We're going to see more people being arrested and taken away. Glenn, I'll tell you this. SB 94, it's called Senate Bill 94. You can look up. It's a 105-page law in California. Adult use and marijuana medicine, right? Well, guess what it says if you sell weed illegal if you have no license in California? You're going to get 3, 5, or 7 years in the state prison. How legal is that then, Glenn, if people are still going to get locked up in California for selling a plant because they just don't want to see it any other way?
Right, yeah. I don't know. And, you know, I don't understand why people wouldn't want to have this, you know, legalized, you know, or you know, have it, you know, at least decriminalized so people can.
Listen, Jack Hill talked about it this way. Don't pay the fucking federal government one fucking federal dime. And he was a vet just like you. Jack Hare said, don't pay one fucking dime. You know what he wanted this plant to be like? He got it hijacked, man, by all these aces and normals. Jack Hare wanted this plant to be as free as the tomato plant and corn plant. And then you could go to a free market and to a free farmer's market and say, here's some herb I just grew in my backyard. No fucking taxes to the American government. And so legalization just means taxation. And that ain't legal. But hey.
Right.
It's legal for me in my little area, my 7 acres of land. You don't even know how much freedom I have achieved. My ex-sheriff, he's the city council in this little town called Red Bluff, California, Glenn. He's like you. He's a vet. And I got him to write Senator Feinstein to change the schedule for you vets because you're the ones that are suffering also. So two groups of people, vets. And you fought for our freedom, Glenn. I got to thank you for even being a vet and all the, like Kowalski, and it makes me feel sad. And so all the pain patients like your wife, nobody should be even locked up for a plant. But this legalization movement isn't moving it that way. There's a smokescreen. Everyone's still going to get locked up, and that's bullshit.
All right. Yeah, we got to change this at a federal level. Hey, John, it's always a pleasure to have you call in, man. I thank you. You're always full of knowledge, and man, it's always great to hear you always call in.
Well, hey, thanks, Glenn, for doing what you're doing and your wife for telling me when it's going on. I get reminded, and I always try to tune in on Thursday. So thank you for doing what you're doing, and I hope everybody out there fights for their freedom because that's what you have to do. We have to just keep fighting for it. Have a nice night, Glenn.
Yes, sir, John. You too, sir. Thank you.
Bye.
I'll just move right on here real quick. jump into this one. Hello and good evening. You're live on CannaViews. How are you?
How are you doing, Glenn?
Hey, Dana. I'm doing very good. This Dana Bland, he is a chapter coordinator out of Missouri that is the Hope for Change and End of Prohibition Court Support chapter coordinator. How are you, Dana?
Oh, we're doing, a little bit scared and shaken with what's going on in this country. Holy cow, with cases that's coming up once Zachary up there, Salazar in Missouri, you're in that area, the 14th, I believe, at 9 a.m. is his court date. And I don't know the exact court, but it's online with them and her husband. It's just a bunch of hockey what they're doing, guys. But you
right.
Still wrestle.
Well, if you could do,
illegal.
Right. If you could do something for us, if you could post a link, that way people could, when their court dates. Because I'm sure if you post a link, people will be able to go there and be able to find out when Zach Salazar and when Adela and Aaron has to go. Because I think that's something that we should do is be able to join these cases. It doesn't matter where we're at, and that's court support, showing up and being there for support.
Yeah. I want to make sure that at least that you're in contact with them, that you're supporting them and letting them know that you're behind them and doing that in this state. And there's a lot of groups in Missouri, and seem to be doing a pretty good job getting behind people that have been arrested, especially those with the cards that are actually legal card holders. And a few cases were taken away even though they were card holders.
Even though they
and,
were card holders.
It just doesn't make sense.
You there?
Oh, I'm feeding back.
Well, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, can you hear me?
So let me ask you, yeah, I can absolutely hear you. If somebody wants to get involved with what you're doing there in Missouri, and if they're there in Missouri and they want to help out, how's the best way to get a hold of you, and how's the best way for you to, for them to be able to help?
They look through the solution, probably find their Hope for Change in the End of Prohibition. I'm on Facebook on several pages as Dana W. Bland, and my number is 417-847-974. But yeah, I get involved because and I help in what we're trying to get done, and I get things together.
Right. Again, you guys, he was breaking up there. But if you want to, you're on there on Facebook. You can always hop over there to the Facebook page of Hope for Change and End of Prohibition Court Support. Or you could just simply give Dana a call at 417-847-7974. And that's straight to Dana, and he will, listen, we're all chapter coordinators, and we stand by the fact that if you call our phone, we'll answer it. We'll be there for you. Dana, thank you for being on, and thank you for coming and giving those. If you don't mind, just go ahead and post, some information there for us and be able to get involved with Zach and with Adele and Aaron.
I'll share it with you. I got bad signal here tonight for some reason. I guess we got rain moving in. But, have a good night.
Well, listen, yes, sir. You give Sue a hug for us and tell Sue he's thinking of you guys, and you guys all both have a good night, and you guys be safe.
You too. Good night.
That was Dana Bland, you guys. And again, you can call him at 417-847-7974, and he will answer. And that's just the way it is. Good evening. You're live on CannaViews. How are you? Carrie dropped again. I don't know why it keeps. I keep trying to get her. There we go. Right here we go. Boom. Let's see if this caught her. Good evening. You're live on CannaViews. How are you?
Hi, Glenn. How are you? It's Carrie Cannon.
Good, Carrie. I'm good. I'm glad you called in. How are things going? How's things for you? Hello? Man, this is really crazy. I don't know why it's dropping. It keeps dropping her. I don't know if it's her signal or what it is. It just keeps dropping her. Wanted to find out. Listen, you know, I'm going to tell you, she's trying to get a fundraiser together. I've got some stuff coming in that I'm going to be raffling off throughout my next couple of shows. We've got to raise some funds. We got to do a fundraiser. We got to raise some funds. My mother-in-law needs some medical equipment that we can't afford at the moment. So we have a few places. Billy from the Holistic Cloud is donating some stuff. So I'm going to have some stuff up for raffle and some donation to get. That's going to help us get the medical devices that she needs. This is kind of touching and it's kind of hard because I've helped change her Band-Aids. I've helped try to do the best we can. This, you know, it's coming down to really a tub, a walk-in tub. She's in need of a walk-in tub. She has diabetic ulcers. You know, she's to the point where she doesn't have a lot of mobility. The doctors have said that, you know, yes, you know, this would tremendously help her. It would help with the diabetic ulcers. It would help with the eczema she's got. It would help with circulation and help with getting the water moved off of her and be able to give her some mobility back to where she could help get some of the weight off. But we need help with that. So here over the next day or so, we'll have a fundraiser, GoFundMe set up that I'd like to have, you know, and asking for help with this. Yeah, Carrie, I'm not sure why it's not connecting either, and it's really making me upset, and I don't understand it. But I'm going to have it put the post a fundraiser, and I'm going to have some things for donation and for raffle. I'm going to raffle some things. I have a few things already. I have a few things that we're going to sell and try to raise the money that we can be able to get this and have it installed for her because I believe that saving her, you know, toes and her feet because of diabetic, and, you know, and if anybody has dealt with diabetes, and I'm sure a lot of people have, you know, they don't just take just a toe or just, they don't just, it's just, it's never, it's, we want to try to prevent of her losing any of her toes or any part of her. And this is going to help help her do this. It's going to help bring the cellulitis down. It's going to help relieve the diabetic ulcers. It's going to help with a lot of different things. I do want to get people involved with a few other things. Right now, I want to ask everyone to help get autism added as a qualifying condition as a medical cannabis for Ohio. Need that. You know, we need help with that. We need a Brent is trying to get this added, and there's a young lady that has been fighting terribly hard to get this added as well. So if you're in Ohio, Autism Alliance of Ohio at Gmail, you know, you can go over and send them message and see how you can get involved and how to help that. That would be a huge thing. AdeleWisdom.com for call to action plus court support photos. Again, this is the court support photo. Drop all charges against Adele and Aaron, and that's in Missouri. Those are very important things, you know, again, and it goes back to public awareness. But want to stress how important that this fundraiser is going to be, you know, that's coming up, that with Dad passing last year the way he passed, and with this past year going the way it's gone for Mom, this is just one, you know, I don't want to see her lose any part of her body. It doesn't matter how small it is. And if this is going to help her, I'm going to ask people to help us help her get this, because insurance does not pay for this. This is something that, even though it's a durable medical device, something that she, you know, the doctors, several of her doctors said, this is what you need. Can't get Medicaid or Medicare to pay for that, and there's no programs that will. So this is our only route, is going to public, bringing public awareness to the fact that we need help raising enough money that we're able to be able to get her a tub and get it installed. We'll have that posted in the next day or so. Wait for that to happen. And I hope it was just the time zone difference for, because I know that my guest was very excited about coming on and talking with everybody and getting us out there. So, and I'm hoping that it is, you know, and maybe it is just a time different thing, and maybe we can get her rescheduled if she doesn't show up before the end of the show. Mission Fishing with Chris Chambers. I want to bring that out there too. This is just throw a bunch of getting, you know, a lot of things out there to get people help. Mission Fishing is something that Chris Chambers is working on, and works, and what it does is it gets a vet that would normally not have the opportunity. It is for the, again, public awareness, people, the public, to get involved and to find a vet this season and take them fishing. Pay for a vet's fishing license and take them fishing, whether it be a family member or somebody you don't even know. Find a vet and pay for a vet to go fishing. And let's see if we can't bring down this 22 a day, because, I mean, it's 22 brothers and sisters take their life on a day-to-day basis, because, I mean, it's rough, it's hard, and it's not an easy thing being a soldier or being an ex-soldier or being part of the military. Is not hard, not easy. It's a very hard thing to transition from, and a lot of people don't make that transition well. So if you find a vet, pay for their license, pay for their fishing license, and take them fishing. Mission Fishing with Chris Chambers. Go check his page out and see how you can help him. Again, listen, if you're here in Ohio and you're close to the Bel Air area, jump on down there to the Holistic Cloud at 3048 Belmont Street and see what they have for your smoking accessories, which is a lot. They have a lot of line of things that really nice glass pieces. A lot of he's got D12 or D10 and or D8, and then working on getting D10. So definitely drop down there to the Holistic Cloud at 3048 Belmont Street in Bel Air, Ohio, and find you something there. Back again, once again, to, you know, talking about taking care of our plant prisoners and finding a list at freedomgrowforever.org and canonconvictproject.com. Both have a list of people there that you can support and write to. I want to thank everybody again that joined the show and watched and shared us around. Please make you a poster or sign. Says Freelance War and bring it to Carrie Cannon's attention, Tracy Warpike, and show that off. Again, once again, drop all charges against Adele and Aaron Wisdom and see what we can do to be part of a solution by joining the Human Solution over at thsintl.org and help out. So yeah, and I guess on that, we're going to end the show, and I want to thank everybody for joining us again and sharing us around, and we'll close it right there.